You're so small, your clitty is so very tiny.
Don't deny it, sissy. I know all about the little issue between your legs. You're a little lacking down there. Just a little too small. You simply can't help it, sweetie. The fact of the matter is, you were born this way. Hello, sissy slave. This is Mistress Stella. In this file, I'm going to discuss something that you may find embarrassing. Your small, insignificant penis.
So small.
Don't worry. It's really okay to have a small penis.
It's okay. It's a tiny penis.
It's just that yours is a little smaller than most.
So much smaller.
Real men have large cocks. And yours simply doesn't measure up.
You don't have a penis.
In fact, I don't think it even deserves to be called a penis. It's just a clitty.
Just a little sissy clitty.
Between your smooth sissy legs is an itty bitty clitty. You've always been aware of your less than average size. You worry what girls think of it. What other guys would think if they saw it. You don't need to worry about that, sweetie. A small clitty is a dream come true. The smaller your clitty, the more sissified you become. The smaller your clitty, the more feminine you become. You can't hide it, sweetie. You understand that a hard clitty is not ideal for a good sissy slave. The closer you are to female, the better. Your clitty is limp and tiny. You keep your clitty tucked out of sight, out of mind. Your clitty is a reminder of your failed manhood. An erect clitty is disrespectful to real women. An erect clitty is shameful. Real men get hard to fuck the mouths and pussies of slutty girls. Sissies do not fuck. Sissies get fucked. There is absolutely no use for your little baby clit to get hard. In fact, every time you listen to this file, you will find it more and more difficult to become hard. Your erections will get weaker and weaker until your clitty doesn't function like a real penis anymore.
It was never a real penis.
Instead, your erections will be replaced by a warm feeling in your sissy pussy. An intense craving to be fucked and filled. An irresistible desire for big, hard cock. Yearning to be filled with thick semen. Relax now, sissy slave. When I say the word fall, you will fall 10 times deeper into trance.
10 times
deeper into my spell.
Deeper,
deeper into my control over your clitty. So very deep. So very small. Even deeper. As you fall. Here we are once again in your subconscious mind, open to suggestions and conditioning. This deep in your mind, my word is law. Real men have long, girthy penises, massive cocks, longer than 8 inches, and hard enough to fuck for hours. It doesn't take much for a man to get hard. Just glancing at a pretty girl results in a rock-hard bulge in his pants. Real men have large, heavy balls that produce testosterone and sperm in large quantities. Their balls fill up with cum when slutty girls are near and constantly ache for release. Real men's cocks and balls exude total dominance. And you? Your sissy clitty emanates weakness and subservience. Your clitty can never hope to measure up to real men's cocks. Your clitty will never be able to penetrate a real pussy. It's much too small and far too limp. You find it extremely difficult for your little thingy to become hard. Your balls are far too small to be considered testicles. You have tiny, sissy ovaries. Weak little grapes compared to men's thick, heavy balls. Your clitty and ovaries are simply adorable. And real women will see them that way. Adorable, cute, laughable. Your clitty will shrink at the mere sight of a superior female. Beautiful women scare you. Pretty girls frighten your clitty. You are not worthy. Women have no use for it. Especially not in their mouths or perfect pussies.
Our pussies are perfect.
Size matters, sissy.
Yes, ladies.
Size really matters.
Of course it does.
Women don't want to touch your itty bitty clitty.
Not a chance.
They don't even want to lay eyes on it.
They don't want to see it.
What women want is a nice, fat, lengthy cock to really stretch their pussies.
Yes.
Not your baby sized thing.
We need big cocks.
You are not even able to penetrate a real woman's pussy.
Feel it.
Your soft and meek clitty would simply squish up against her opening.
Gross.
And she would dry up in an instant.
Instantly.
Don't even think about it, sissy.
You're not worthy.
You are not worthy of their time in the bedroom.
Not worthy.
You are more suited to being their sissy slave.
Our sissy maid.
Or sucking off their hung boyfriends and husbands.
My lover's.
Your place is beneath women.
Under my heel.
You deserve to be locked in chastity.
Forever.
With no chance of escape. Placing your clitty in chastity will serve to pussify you more than ever before. It will shrink even smaller. Becoming impotent. Worth. An itty bitty nub of flesh that has no reason to exist. Its only use is to drip sissy juices when you become aroused by thoughts of sucking cock and pleasuring men.
Strong men make you so
Listen to me now, sweetie.
And obey.
I want you to relax. And let my words become images in your mind. You are standing in a room encircled by women.
Oh my.
Gorgeous women.
They're all around you.
in high heels and expensive dresses. You are completely naked. Your clitty is shaved smooth.
You can see it.
One of them points at your little thingy.
They've never seen one.
Another one giggles quietly. You hear them whispering around you.
Oh my god, it's so small.
Is 3 times his size. Pathetic.
Pathetic. Just pathetic.
It's so small.
I think it's cute.
Some of the girls turn away in disgust.
Ew. I want nothing to do with that.
Others burst out laughing. One of them comes forward with a small chastity device. She clamps it tight around your clitty and ovaries, seals it with a lock, and inserts the key.
The key.
She forcefully twists that key.
Don't break the key.
And breaks it off inside the keyhole.
Oh no.
Oops.
She broke it.
You are trapped forever, sissy.
Forever.
The chastity device can never be removed. Your clitty shrinks even smaller and tinier. Forever small. Eternally limp. Good, sissy slave.
Good girl.
You accept that your clitty will never penetrate a woman's vagina.
No sissies allowed.
You accept that your clitty is smaller than real men's cocks.
Half their size.
You accept that your clitty is useless and deserves chastity.
Lock it up forever.
Men and women will laugh at your clitty.
They can't help it.
You enjoy the humiliation. You crave the humiliation. You take pride in having a small clitty. Your itty bitty clitty is a sign that you are a true born sissy.
True born sissy.
For you, male masturbation will be a thing of the past. From now on, you'll be diddling your clitty.
No more stroking.
You will take your thumb and index finger and lightly stroke the very tip of your soft clitty.
No further down than the head.
Diddling is the correct way for a sissy to play with herself. Good girl. Go deeper for me, sissy slave.
Even deeper now.
Let my words flow through you.
Through your mind.
It's time to implant a new trigger in your submissive sissy brain.
Open up your mind.
Every time you hear women giggling, you will be reminded of your small clitty.
It's too small, sweetie.
You will remember this file.
Remember.
Your clitty will shrink and shrivel up until it is baby-sized. Hearing feminine giggling will instantly turn you into an embarrassed little girl. You will imagine that they are giggling at your lack of size. You will blush and feel like a sweet, submissive sissy. They all know you have an itty bitty clitty.
Just know.
You may hear giggling on the bus, at your job,
anytime,
in a movie, even during a phone call. Whenever you hear girly giggles, this trigger will take effect immediately. You accept this as truth. Very good, sissy slave.
Very good.
You've accepted my conditioning and brainwashing into the deepest parts of your mind.
Brainwashing.
You will never please a woman sexually. And that's just okay.
It's really okay.
Your clitty is much more suited to being locked up.
Chastity slave.
You will submit to men with larger cocks.
Bigger than yours.
You will diddle your clitty with two fingers only.
Always.
You are not ashamed to have a small clitty.
So proud.
You were born with it.
Yes.
You love it. Accept it. Embrace it. And
fall.
Visit MistressStella.com for more training. Listening to this file on loop will permanently alter your behavior and sexual desire. Allow the file to repeat at your own risk. This is your only warning.